This is a painting from a modern artist. Her name's Grace Beaumier. She's based in Asheville, North Carolina. According to her website, Grace's work seeks to evoke both image and impression, the tangible world and the spiritual world. Her work's been called a silent form of poetry. All art to me is that way. I'm not an artist myself, but poetry. We're going to maybe try some poetry today in the sermon. Every once in a while, it's good to mix things up. Poetic expression is aimed at the heart of a man, woman, through the eyes and the ears to conjure up, what are those things called? Emotions. Yes. And Grace's work here, she, according to her website, says her art is play rejoicing before the face of the Lord. So, what's going on here in Grace's work? Well, this is Grace's rendition of Simeon in Luke chapter 2. Simeon waiting for the Lord. She named the painting "We Wait, Bowing." Waiting. You ever had to wait for something before? Of course you have. Not talking about the waiting that children go through for Christmas, the Christmas presents under the tree. Waiting for something that's so weighty that it caused you to bow in humble adoration of the one who alone has the power to grant that which you are waiting for. Have you ever waited for something like that? Simeon, we're told, was righteous and devout. Righteous and devout man. Spirit assured. He had the Spirit's pledge that he would behold and see the Lord's Christ. He spent his entire life waiting for the consolation of Israel. Could you imagine what it would be like to have a pledge from the Spirit that you would see the long-promised Savior? Wonder what Simeon looked like the days following that promise. Surely Simeon's very own posture exuded this eager anticipation as each day began. Maybe this day, maybe today's the day, maybe this morning, maybe here I will see the Lord. Did a lifetime of anticipation leave Simeon with this permanent forward tilt? An eager question mark embodied in a neck that craned throughout the temple crowds as he searched every day for his Savior. I wonder how long it was before the eagerness wore out, before it became too much to bear, before it crushed him, before he realized that he was completely dependent on the Lord to fulfill his promise. Until Simeon realized that all he could do was wait and bow and wait. You make it a few weeks, a few months, a few years, a decade or two. Finally, at last, his patience pious was rewarded. With wearisome hands, he cradled infinity and newborn flesh as he exulted, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, for my own eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Simeon rejoiced and praised God, holding him in his hands as he returned the fragile infant to the wondering grasp of his mother. And then Simeon waited again. He waited. You think he died right there at the moment on the temple floor? Did he live a few more days, weeks, months, years waiting for the consolation of Israel? Though the Spirit's promise had been fulfilled, Simeon died, still waiting. He received by faith, seen, even touched his salvation. But the death and resurrection and ascension of the Messiah and his promise to return to raise the dead and create a new heavens and a new earth had not yet been fulfilled. Simeon is still waiting. Was Simeon's posture always that of eager expectation before the day Mary and Joseph carried their firstborn into a temple? What about his stance the rest of his life, whatever its span after that climactic moment? You think he ever drooped or doubted or even despair? As time ground on and the Romans ruled relentlessly and the suffering of God's people continued unabated, of Simeon's posture, we can only speculate. But your own, you know too well. Sometimes, very rarely, sometimes you wait well. Humming along in your daily life liturgy, your heads and your hearts and your hands crane heavenward, and you're busy in service as you eagerly anticipate catching sight of any day now, maybe today, maybe this morning, maybe today will be the day that you see the Lord's Christ, the face of the one that you yearn to see. But sometimes the very weight of the wait crushes you, and you see yourself in the posture of Simeon in this painting. You've been there before. The posture of your Lord laid in a tomb waiting for his redemption. Time grinds to a halt. Sudden volcanic sorrows heap heavily upon sedimentary layers of slowly gathering griefs within. And you wait, bowing under burdens unbearable, and your soul aflame with suffering. Patience tried and tested and troubled deeply. You don't even know what to pray for in the wait. We struggle in the wait. But the Holy Spirit comes to you with a promise, a pledge that he is interceding for you with groanings too deep for words, sighings that swirl hotly heavenward. Simeon got a baby. The Lord in the flesh, the Almighty and merciful God, the Messiah, but still a baby. That's all Simeon gets. And it was enough, for by faith he believed that his wait was over and that God delivered on his promise. You get a piece of unleavened bread and wine. The Lord's true body and blood, the Almighty and merciful God, the Messiah, but still bread and wine. That's all you get. And it is enough. For by faith you believe that your wait is over and God has delivered his promise to you. And so you limp to the table today, singed and smoldering, weary in the wait. You wait, bowing, to receive the salvation of God's people, the consolation of Israel, the Messiah. And oh, blessed exchange, the funnel of flame becomes a conduit of grace, and the sacrament spirals down, sharp on the tongue, hot in the throat, burning all the way down, fire fighting fire. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine own eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Blood-drenched we rise, and fire-quenched we sing to the Lord. But still, the waiting will burn. But it is a purging fire, bowed by the weight of the world, yet buoyed by the hope that you have in Christ. He will see to it that you persevere in the wait until that day when you will behold the Lord's face and see him, and every tear wiped away. So come quickly, Lord Jesus. Strengthen us as we wait, bowing before you, as we wait for you to come and to raise your dead and bring us to everlasting life, to be the light of the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Amen.